Al-Bayan Radio presents Golden Morals, a collection of stories from the Seerah, presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters, and welcome to another episode from the Golden Morals series on Al-Bayan Radio. Today's episode is titled, But I Have Lost Julaybib. In a previous episode, we spoke about Julaybib and how he got married to a pious lady from the Ansar, radiallahu anha. Now, Julaybib, radiallahu anhu, he was also from the Ansar, and he was described as not being handsome nor tall, and he did not belong to a prominent tribe, nor did he possess any wealth. But in spite of all this, my dear brothers and sisters, he loved the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in keeping with his honorable character, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved him as well. Now there is a hadith which mentions Julaybib radiyallahu anhu that one day he went on an expedition with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when the battle was over, the Messenger asked the companions, "Have you lost anyone? Is anyone missing?" In other words, they replied radiyallahu anhum, giving the names of their relatives or close friends who were killed during the battle. The Prophet ﷺ put the same questions to other companions, and they also named the ones they had lost in battle, whilst another group answered that they had lost no close relatives, whereupon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَكِنَّنِي أَفْكِدُ جُلَيْبِيبًا فَاطْلُبُوهُ. But I have lost Julaybib, so search for him. They searched for him and found him lying beside seven enemies who he had killed before meeting his end, radiallahu anhu. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up and went to the spot where Julaybib was. He stood over him and said, قَتَلَ سَبْعَةً ثُمَّ قَتَلُوهُ. He killed seven and then he was killed. هَذَا مِنِّي وَأَنَا مِنْهُ. He is of me, meaning Julaybib is of me, and I am of him. And it's mentioned he repeated it a few times. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then took him in his arms, and thereafter it was said that he had no bed other than the forearms of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What an honored position. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then dug him a grave and personally placed him in it. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Now my dear brothers and sisters, picture this sight of Julaybib lying as a martyr, surrounded by seven of the opposition, which was witnessed by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. Now my dear brothers and sisters, look at the importance the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to Julaybib, a so-called ordinary man. But this man was no ordinary man in the sight of Allah and his Messenger. He was a great man. So much so that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said of him, "This man is of me and I am of him." Subhanallah al-Azim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam buried him with his own blessed hands. This shows the love which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for Julaybib radiyallahu anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved his companions. He cared for them. He worried over them. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Allah says about him, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Verily there has come unto you a messenger, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from amongst yourselves, whom you know well. It grieves him that you should receive any injury or difficulty. He, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is anxious over you to be rightly guided. For the believers, he is full of pity, kindness, and mercy. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is all I have time for today, my dear brothers and sisters. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi.
This program was presented by Al-Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.